Hey guys, what is this, 2 weeks in a row? Is it lucky?
How excited are you?
Pumped.
Start you off on the easy one then. How about the
easy one?
How about the $388,000 that you raised?
Oh yeah.
How proud are you of that?
I am very proud, thank you. Yeah, so we had the Patriots Valor Gala for the Vannoy Valor Foundation on Monday night. It was awesome. Those funds will go to internships, scholarships, to kids that are aging out of the foster care system for the 2022 school year, which is very exciting. We're gonna give a lot of scholarships away to kids and have internships for kids. It's gonna be amazing. We've had two go through the internship program already. So it's something that's we're doing that's becoming generational change, and that's always been our goal, and we're very, very proud and excited about that. And it wouldn't be for without my teammates helping out, signing jerseys, making nice videos and saying nice things about me, as well as the sponsors. And then, of course, my better half doing a lot of the heavy lifting of making it happen. So we're very, very proud about it. So shout out to the Vannoy Valor Foundation.
When you're doing that and you see the faces of the kids and you see comments coming in and how much the smiles that they get, it's a lot of out of body experience because you this is a big job you have here.
Yeah.
And this is the other job that you have here, and I'm not sure how much time you put into it, but
your other half. Put in a lot of time. We put in a lot of time and effort, not just myself, but the whole team that contributes into that. And I think the best thing is when you see somebody who then impacts somebody else. And I think that's what's key. We had one speaker there named Marcus who it impacted him, and he made a video, and he's in basic training camp right now. Because of the COVID protocols, I haven't been able to see him in person yet. But to see the impact that it's had on him and then to pass down the message to others and hopefully impacting those kids as well, or I should say young men and young women, is exciting. And that's what it's all about, is giving back that time and energy into somebody who deserves it, and to see them take that opportunity and take that next step is what it's all about. It's awesome.
When you say foster care system, is it the state?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'll give you a little bit of background for those. I should have started with that. So the Vannoy Foundation, we believe in armoring kids for success and the adoption, foster care, and struggling youth in the community. And our section here is, our chapter here is working with foster care system in Massachusetts. We also work in other places. I've worked in Miami as well as Utah and Los Angeles, but the main focus right now is we're here in Boston, so here it is. So it's right now it's here, but there's people that fly in all over the country that come in and help out, and hopefully to get more companies on board to open their arms for internships would be amazing. So calling out all of the Massachusetts companies out there that want to take kids that are aging out, give them internships to be able to further their education, put that on their resume. There we go. Thanks, guys. We're a team right there. Put on their resume so they can get different jobs if they want to go different avenues. So it's pretty awesome.
How much is your background, Kyle? You mentioned something after the Falcons game about just, you as a younger kid,
yeah,
and some of the things that you went through. We never really have had a chance to kind of follow up on that, but how much has that influenced you as you've kind of pursued this the Vannoy Valor Foundation?
That's a good question. Yeah, I haven't been talked about that. Kind of slipped through the cracks.
It comes just after the game, and there was a lot going on.
Yeah.
But I remember hearing that and saying, we should ask you about that. So.
I mean, we could be here all day, right? I guess short and simple is just, I know what it's like to get an extra opportunity, going through the things that I've gone through. I've been very fortunate to, at that time, I wasn't around a good supporting cast. And now that I've wanted to be where I'm at today. I've surrounded myself with people that are incredible humans. And I think that's what I want to do for others, is to give them an awesome supporting cast. If that's what they truly want to do, is chase their dreams and goals, and I can be that person for them. And these kids, if you were to just meet some of them, how talented they are and how unbelievably smart they are, they're going to be our future. They're going to be our next senators, politicians. They could be our next president. They could be a coach. They could be a player. There's a couple of them that I've met through the years that want to continue to play in the collegiate level. And we have our Christmas tree giveaway on Friday this week, which we give 153 Christmas trees, lights, ornaments to foster families in the area so they can have and celebrate the holidays. We provide lights, ornaments, gifts, coats, and it's awesome to see their faces. And some have come back, and to see some, just a change, you know, just a little change from them. You know, I'll ask them, so, you know, let me see your report card. And they, you know, I've had one, you know, show me their report card. And it's just, it's cool that, you know, you're making an impact. And that's what it's all about. And I wouldn't be able to do that without the supporting cast that I have. And I just want to do the same for them.
You were just talking about, Kyle, the talent that some of these kids have and the skills that they have. It's sort of like a matter of just, you know, giving them the opportunity to showcase that talent, right?
Yes, and that's why I started the one of two arms of the Van Noy Valor Foundation in the internship side and the scholarship side, because they need opportunities, and I just want to create more opportunities for these kids. And we have a start, and we're always looking for help, and we're always looking for more to be able to give more.
You sort of maybe, you know, look back at your, you know, football career and maybe relate in that way. You know, you get dealt here to New England the first time you were here, and you get the opportunity,
yeah,
and, you know, you seized it at that point.
That's a good analogy right there. I didn't get a good opportunity in Detroit. I'll be the first one to say that, and it was disappointing, but I got an opportunity here. They shoved me on the field, and I haven't looked back. I think another thing people don't realize is I've also gone somewhere else and played at a high level. Even though people don't think I did, I feel like I did, in a different system as well. So just being able to just get that one opportunity and get another one, and just seizing those opportunities as best as possible is what it's all about.
Bill was up here talking about Josh Allen and just the growth that he had from, I guess, year two to year three to now. You played him here,
yeah,
before that all happened. You played him in Miami last year when he had the huge year. You're playing him again now. What do you see from Josh and where he's come from here?
Oh, man, he's really impressive from his growth. I think he's always had confidence. He's never lacked that, but now it's on another level. His leadership, too, of bringing those guys and wanting to go back. Nothing against Buffalo. It is cold. It's hard. It's similar to here. Guys, I don't think necessarily like cold weather, but to get guys that want to go there, want to stay there, want to play with him, and the passion that he plays with, they feed off of that. And he's doing a great job of quarterbacking from sitting in the pocket, throwing to scrambling to running, just picking his spots. He's really is a game changer now. I think he was always a good quarterback. You could see a lot of talent, but he's a game changer now. And his improvement each and every year is a testament to him and his work ethic, and the players all buying into what Josh Allen brings.
Along those lines, I mean, you said it's cold. You guys are practicing outside in December and January. They're high expectations. There, it seems like this year, guys are not only bought in, but guys were willing to restructure to keep their team together, keep that intact. How important is it that cohesiveness, that chemistry that's off the field that allows you guys, you know, whether it's Buffalo or New England, to kind of race the suck, so to speak, use an Army expression, you know, the cold weather. It's, you know, this time of the year and so forth.
Yeah, not everybody. Some people like the cold weather. I think it's really impressive. That's what it takes to win. So people got to sacrifice things. People got to give up a little bit of something in order to reach where you want to go. They've been playing great ball for the last 3 years. They're in every game. They were in the AFC Championship last year. They are the team to beat in the AFC East. They were number one. And they're doing a really, really good job defensively. Josh Allen, the rest of the group, their O-line, their tight end, Knox, is having a big year. So just kudos to them and, you know, their organization for bringing those guys back together and playing at a high level. Really, really good job. Awesome. See you guys. See you next week.